This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Scott Seltzer of Connect Me Voice. Scott, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance, the CCA, and Telecom Reseller TR Publications. And we're going to be talking today about Connect Me Voice introducing a groundbreaking UCaaS platform and management portal directed right at the channel. And we're going to be getting to that just in a moment. But Scott, first of all, what is Connect Me Voice?
So we are a UCaaS provider, and we provide services mostly to small to medium-sized businesses and have a very strong focus working with the channel, many different types of channel partners, but especially focused on managed service providers who we market our services through, through both private label type arrangements and sometimes agent and reseller models.
Well, what's happening today? What's changing?
Well, this particular week, we are releasing a major new enhancement to our UCaaS services. So our portal is being replaced with something that's really, I think, the latest and greatest technology with quite a bit of enhancements when it comes to look and feel, customization, navigation, organization, and configuration and setup for the IT services partners. And that comes along with the release of new sort of underlying web services which we've rewritten so that they can be publicly addressable APIs, RESTful APIs. So now we can get into a little bit more of the CPaaS type services. So somebody wanted to have their own portal where they can have an agent log in and out or be able to set up forwarding settings, things of that nature. It'll be very easily done with the platform that we're releasing now.
You know, you're the founder and CEO of Connect Me Voice, so obviously you've been there right from before the beginning. How is this a step forward? I mean, you guys have been offering these services before. What's now improving?
Well, the biggest improvement is just how intuitive the platform is going to be. I mean, that's really number one, because the intuitiveness of the platform makes a difference in how long it takes for somebody to be able to learn, to be able to navigate, to be able to self-serve more. And so our MSP partners, they don't always have to do everything as much. You can have end users do it, and it's much, much more intuitive. In addition, we're bringing together all of the various types of things you'd have to do, which had up until now been in a couple of different portals, and we're moving them all as time goes through into one. So all of it makes for quite an enhancement when it comes to usability. And the other thing is for integrations with those CPaaS functions where some of our customers, we have a customer, for example, a major partner who has their own CRM portal. Now they can have those, their end user customers stay in their portal and be able to perform some of the functions through our system simply by calling APIs without us having to have developers involved. So that's what I think, those are the really big changes that are coming up.
You know, one of the things that before we sort of dive a little bit deeper into the nitty gritty here is the idea of experiences. It seems to me that you're saying today it's important that the people that partner with us actually have a pleasant experience when they're working with us, that it's actually almost enjoyable or very pleasant, very rewarding to get on there and work with us.
Well, yeah, that's true. And it's also true that if a partner comes aboard, the amount of time it takes to be able to train their techs to be able to use our portal matters business-wise. So that's a really big thing as well. So, the shorter amount of curve you have for that training, the better off they are and the better off we are. So it benefits everybody.
You know, that's really an interesting mindset that it goes with the sort of trajectory of this whole thing, that we've gone from, you know, a world where we used to have to go out there and actually install a system or something like that for a lot of our readers who are MSPs, et cetera, in the channel, to, as you just put it, literally making it really easy to train somebody to kind of do this and get the services going.
Yeah, it should be intuitive and obvious. Like, I can give you an example. So, you know, we now have something on there called a call flow. So it just takes you through visually right from the beginning and end of the flow of a call, what happens first and what happens next. And it's very visual and very easy to understand, as opposed to having to go to a couple different places and worry about various settings. It just really brings it out there for you. And also it's designed so that we know who you are. If you're an end user, an administrator, an MSP, we're going to present different things to you that make sense.
You describe in your press release, your announcement today, that this is a proprietary move. So it sounds like you guys feel this is your brand. It's not just, changing the way it looks like on the screen. We're talking about the essence of what you guys are.
Yeah, we're naming this the Clarity Platform. So yes, it's going to be the look and feel. It's going to be what we look like, and that name we're going to be really promoting out there. Our new Connecting Voice Clarity Platform.
You've touched a little bit on it. Did you guys use some new technologies? Did you put them together in ways no one's done it before?
Well, without going into all the various components that are out there, and there are quite a few of them, the real big move was to use Google Angular so that everything's really on the client side. Performance-wise, it's really pretty amazing. Flexibility-wise, it's really great. And that's, again, we researched a lot of different ways of doing this, and we felt this was really utilizing the latest and greatest approach there is out there.
From the point of view of the MSP, it's nice that they're going to have a better ride, but are you also helping them identify more opportunity? Are they actually going to be able to grow their business on account of this change?
Well, the big way that they'd be able to grow business is using, for example, some of the CPaaS features where they have customers who need integrations, things like that. It's going to be a lot easier for them to be able to get that over to them. So we can really start taking more and more advantage of the fact that, we have a flexible proprietary platform. Again, we're large enough to be able to provide this type of service, but small enough that we can still work with MSPs as partners and be able to help them to really utilize the power of some of these services.
That's a very interesting point. Sometimes when companies go through a major innovation like this, it creates a distance between the firm and their customers. But what you just told me is that you are not looking forward to that you are wanting to remain close to the people that are in your channel.
Yeah, absolutely. We partner with our channel partners. I mean, we really do, because that's what it is at the end of the day. Our success is all tied together.
Now, does this sort of go down to the level of the end user? In other words, on account of these changes, are mm-hmm. things going to be improved, even though the end user may not be aware of the change at this level? Are they going to see a difference too?
Absolutely. The portal is designed for different levels of people. So you could be a end user company administrator and be able to set your call recording permissions and be able to set your ring groups and call center options, or you could just be an individual end user and just be able to make some changes to your call forwarding, send messages, voicemails, things like that. So it's absolutely designed for end users. It goes right through the chain, end user all the way up to our own internal customer service and support folks who will be using this platform as well.
So Scott, I understand that one of the things that you guys do there at Connect Me Voice is offer something that is a white label kind of service.
Yes, we do. So everything we do is brandable. So right down to email notifications and sign-ups and everything. And so of course, this new portal, just as our old portal, is completely brandable and it's very easy to brand. In fact, it's very easy to even change some of the sort of ways it looks and feels. You can change the theme and things like that to help match it up a little bit more to our partner's brand.
So in fact, this actually is going to be able, something your guys are going to be able to take to their customers and say, hey, look, we've even improved your ability to talk to us. We've got this, you know, brandable thing.
Yeah, absolutely. They go out there to their customers and say, we have this great portal now for our service. So, yes.
So it goes all the way right down the line. And, right. You know, while we're talking, you know, in our, as we wrap up today's podcast, you know, we were just discussing right before we went on here about the whole issue of, you know, these days, as we move really into the cloud, that relationship is just there in a way virtual. There's always the problem of control. You know, many, many MSP people want to remain in control of their relationship with the customer.
Yeah, and that's something we are very well aware of, and we understand that that's a major point. They don't want us calling on their customers. So they want to have that control, and so we provide that to them, and we do it in such a way that we're isolating them from the real complexities of telecommunication. We're isolating them from compliance and billing and things of that nature. And through some interesting solutions that we've developed with our own billing system that sort of does a co-brand so that the partner's name and the co-brand name are out there, it basically enables them to be able to accomplish the billing and all that without having to deal with those complexities.
You know, I really find this interesting because, you know, having been able to be a spectator right in the front row from all the way from the key system time till now, I find it interesting that more and more, you know, what you guys are doing is you are offloading that burden. I mean, there was so much that used to have to happen on a local level, you know, the billing, the interface, and all that's been taken off.
Yeah, taxes and compliance.
Yeah, you don't need to be an expert anymore on some of these issues, right? It's being done under the hood.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So we have that expertise. Their expertise is the IT services, and they can go into that customer and work with them to get these services as part of the suite of services that they offer.
You know, as we wrap up our podcast today, you know, we've been hearing so much over the last couple of years about, you know, go out there and be that trusted advisor. Do you feel that this step basically helps your partners do that with their customers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, voice services, UCaaS, it's all part of a customer's IT span. So, you know, as a trusted advisor, I think it is important that you not ignore that piece of things, that it's an important piece of things. And nowadays, everything's sort of blending together. So I think that it's quite critical.
And meanwhile, the actual customers themselves are getting a much better experience, something that they're going to value.
They're getting a better experience that they can value. And they're getting a very cost-effective solution as well, which is important to be able to offer to users.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for coming by today on behalf of the Cloud Communications Alliance, the CCA, and TR Publications. This has been very informative. We want to wish you the very best of luck on this announcement and on your further work with the channel. Where can we learn more about ConnectMe Voice?
Well, our website is connectmevoice.com. You can certainly contact us at 800-743-1208 or info@connectmevoice.com.
Well, Scott, again, thank you. And I look forward to doing a follow-up podcast, see how this is going later on in the year.
Awesome. Thanks, Doug.